ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahif al-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi as-salam. And we are looking at the part where the Imam says, Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from opposing or rejecting Al-Huda, right? Guidance. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said, He constantly want me and you to be guided, and He send us guidance. And also, sometimes, me and you, we have to play the role of guiding others as well. So guidance is not something that only a messenger has to do, or a prophet, or an imam, or even a sheikh at your mosques has to do. But in fact, all of us have to play a role in trying to guide people as well. Now, a beautiful verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرُ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ You will not achieve heaven or the state of, you know, purity that you seek until you give from that which you love. Now, obviously, I love to be guided. I love to be on the right path. I love to be, you know, doing the right thing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same thing that I love for myself, I should definitely love it for other people as well. And sometimes we have this notion happening today when we see things being corrupted, when we see people corrupted, when we see people doing the wrong thing, we turn a blind eye and we say, it's not my business. Obviously, let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we said that sometimes we look at things and we say, it's not my problem. Or the new trend, it's like, it's his personal freedom. It's his personal choice. Now, yes, there are things that are obviously our personal choice, but as long as it's not affecting the people around us. So I can't say, well, it's my right to go semi-naked in the streets. It's not my right to, you know, go around and spread my ideology to people. That's not my right. Who said that's my right? And because I can do it doesn't mean it's my right. So we have to get involved. We have to move in. When we see something happening and something being wrongly done in our communities, we have to stand. We have to raise our voice. We have to raise our concerns. We have to say wrong is wrong, even if it costs me my account to be stopped or blocked for a short while. Because a lot of people seem to say, well, if I say the truth, then they will shut down my YouTube channel or they block my Twitter or something. Now, obviously, that's just lame. Now, the idea was that me and you, we have to also preach out. We have to reach out to people. We have to talk to people. We have to make sure that we are doing God's work on earth, because it is not always me and me. The idea when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifa," I'm placing a vicegerent on earth. The idea was that me and you are these vicegerents. We are the guardians of Allah on earth. I mean, each one obviously has a role to play. So I and you have to also be among those who want to guide people, want to help people, want to show them the right path, and don't say, it's not mine. Allah, in fact, emphasizes on that fact, and it says, "Ad'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al-hasana." Call people into the path of your Lord, right? With wisdom and a nice word, a nice manner. We are instructed to do so. This is instruction not just to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but in fact to each one of us, that we have to do our job in terms of trying to guide people and bring people to the right path. So we have to begin, obviously, first and foremost, with our families and the people that we love who are close to us, and then the circle goes bigger and bigger. Now, just before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will continue, inshallah.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, we said, Allah says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah will not give you heaven until you give from that which you love. And like I said, we love to be guided. Now, most people will, when they want to preach and they want to guide people, sometimes we face like hardships in that path. Sometimes, as much as like you ask a person or you tell a person to do the right thing, or you tell them this is wrong, or you're trying to put some sense into them, and all of a sudden you get told off, or you get screamed at, or you get sworded at or cursed or what have you. And sometimes that brings us down like really bad, right? You feel like so low and your self-esteem reaches zero. And you say, well, you know what? Stop it. Why would I bother? Seeing this happened in front of me when I was in the airport, where a guy helped some guy, and then he told him, then the other guy, he said, oh, what you did not help me, this and that. And the other guy, he got really upset, and he's like, you know what? He's like, it's my fault that I help people. I should never help people again. And he got really upset. Sometimes we have to keep an open mind and open heart in order for us to guide people, because it's not that easy, it's not that simple. So if you hear something bad from people, if people that do not take what you're saying to them, you know, in a nice manner, or they react in a bad manner towards you, you have to keep that in mind, that you're doing for the sake of Allah, and therefore you have to swallow your pride and swallow the pain and let it go, because we're trying to help people. Like when you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he was called the Majnoon in the Quran, he was called the Sahir in the Quran, he was called many names. But did that deter him from guiding people? No, it didn't. So we should also do the same when it comes to trying to help people be guided as much as ourselves. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musavi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد